if we can actually look out and reach out for something like this, then we can actually go ahead and see a better world for us all. Okay, enough of this chatter. Now we'll go on to something which you might just find very interesting, because between this psychedelic movement and the pop songs from this era, there's also just guitars, which you can hear much more clearly this time, unlike the track that just played. So as you can understand, this is some place where guitars also get played live, and there's a live jam session taking place at Guru Bar almost every day in this place called Goa. And this is one of the jam sessions from that side, just to figure out how they also sound like. So just to interrupt this, we have a lovely friend of ours in the house, and let me figure out her name. What's your name? Tell us your name.
I don't have a name.
Ah, that's a lovely name. It's called I Don't Have a Name. And what's your last name?
You can give me one.
Okay, I don't have your name, you can give me one. Hello miss, you can give me one.
Nice to meet you.
Pleasure, pleasure is all mine. How have you been doing today? What did you eat for breakfast? Tell us.
I had a tea and a choy and an omelette.
Very good. Omelette?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I see.
With a lot of cheese.
Very good. Interesting. Do you listen to live music every day?
No.
But you've been to Goa, yeah. Of course you've been to Goa.
Yes, yes, of course.
And you've heard some live music there?
All the time.
Really?
All day, every day.
And they have live music places there?
At Cookie Wala.
Cookie Wala.
Cookie Wala.
We have a place called Cookie Wala. That's getting to sound more interesting. Tell us more about Cookie Wala.
Oh, I don't remember that much. I think it was in Anjuna Beach. But I might be mistaken.
Arambol Beach?
Anjuna
Beach. Mm-hmm. So Cookie is Cookie, and Wala means a person who is a cookie.
Or who's making the cookies, I guess. Actually, I have never eaten a cookie there, but it's a nice place for music and lots of nice people.
I'm very sure about that. Actually, we actually had a small trip today because we were talking about Goa suddenly in the middle of everything because we are going to transport 134 million tons of coal through Goa. Yeah, man. We just heard this news. So there were like 15,000 people who gathered there and I got calls from all over the world. You know, what's going on? Okay, so, no, I'm not serious. Very serious.
Last time we made
a video about this with the Greta Thunberg Fridays for Future people. Because they're also saying no to coal. And here, yeah.
But the electricity topic is very fucked up in India now with the Adani Group, right?
That is the
because
coal line.
The
they are giving the Adani Group the coal line. And they are
and
just going to destroy.
And now the prices have risen like really a lot for the people.
Well, that's a very funny topic of reading about prices rising because I never really thought. Tell me, anybody in our entire lives, have prices ever gone down? just to break the ice.
Well,
the topic.
Actually, maybe for wheat, yes, but other than that.
You mean fair trade and growing things like this and vegetables and things like this? Come on, you want to buy a gun? How much is the price yesterday and how much is the price today?
Oh, I have never tried to buy a gun.
Well, you can imagine, because these are the most expensive things on the planet these days, more than food.
I suppose so.
Yeah, I mean, there was a
maybe
statistic.
Maybe a kidney is more expensive, I don't know.
No. Apparently, 1% of the wealth for defense of the entire world can actually solve the problems of hunger two times over. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that's why we actually know this topic, and that's why we're talking about this. It's with so many songs in the world. And now we're going to go back to the jam sessions, just like we can figure out something that's going on. I'll probably play another one because there are a couple of tracks from these guys. And this is a friend of mine who's making music at Hilltop sometimes.
I got myself to me. A detective of perspective, I need to try and get a bigger eye. Open wide. Bloodwood flowers in my gaze. Walk about in a sunny day.
Take a- storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone, an actor all alone. Riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday. Let's
vamos allá, eso es.
Why you don't want to talk about feelings?
I don't wanna. Why do you want to talk about feelings? Okay, what do you want to talk about? Tell me.
Welcome back. This is 96.6 FM Worcester Valley Radio. We are at the newcomer new show, and we have a guest in the house who's an anonymous person because she told me her name was, I don't want to say my name, and then the last name was, I don't think I should be telling you your name or something of that sort.
No, I told you can give me a name.
Ah, you can give me a name, yes. So, Miss, you can give me a name. Yes, that's how it's usually said. Please,
that's
let's make
right.
this very clear, okay? When there is a name like Claron Fidelis, like suppose there is a name like this, you don't say Mr. Claron, you say Mr. Fidelis.
Okay.
Now, I'm just saying this, you know, because I was quite traumatized about this fact as a trainer.
For oh, you're traumatized?
Yes, yes, absolutely traumatized. Don't okay. you know the whole world is traumatized and everybody individualistically is absolutely
kind of.
Traumatized.
I suppose so. There are a few lucky individuals, I think, who came out quite all right, but...
yeah, that
everybody else seems quite fucked up, actually.
No, no, that's okay, fine. Yes, we are actually talking about some very dark humor. We can just feel the darkness of the humor here as we laugh about it. But yeah, as kids, we were all very cute, you know. Then see what happened to us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
The innocence
Such
that went away.
Faces and innocence and cuteness and things like this. So, yeah.
But
so
we gained so much wisdom for that. Right?
Wait a minute. I like the way you put that, you know. It made me feel so nice, yeah. Shit. I mean, of course.
We have to put things into perspective, right?
Yeah, the smartest
Be
ones.
Positive.
And the kids, the way they slap us around with their intelligence is not even funny. Like, it's like...
little geniuses.
Yeah, I mean, it's good.
Before
it's,
they enter school.
It's a nice way of how they put intelligence back into you. Because see, when they start off as children, after becoming from the embryo, you have to learn their language first.
Right. That's true.
Blah, blah, mm-hmm. blue, whatever. Make it, man. Make it, okay? Whoever the f- you are. You're going to do this first. Then maybe they will learn your language. Okay, then we can impose everything on them with our intellect, of course. So, yeah. How was your childhood there? Where was your sports area like? sports. I'm talking about sports. What was your game there?
I played tennis at one point, I think.
Ah.
Yeah.
Not just tennis.
Yeah, tennis, like the big one.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's a techno tish tennis thing going on at Geigerlei every Tuesday. I'm so sorry, I had to say that.
Oh my
god. Because
it
was just very ringing in my head with the tennis thing. Yeah, tennis. Mm-hmm. You know, that is a very expensive
I also saw
sport.
A techno train. That's, yeah, that looked really fun.
Train?
Mm-hmm. There's a techno party inside the train.
Okay.
And it's going around, like it's driving. And then you're partying while going at full speed through Germany, man. I think.
You think there is a train?
No, it is a train. Okay. I think it's driving around. I'm not quite sure about that, but I think so, yeah.
I mean, if it's a train and not driving around, that's also cool. But like, you know, that's a nice setup.
Mm-hmm.
But where do you know? Where?
I saw it on Instagram because one friend that I'm following, he had it in his story because he was there.
Oh.
Yeah. It looked really fun and it was really good techno as well.
Have you ever been in the bus in Tübingen with the party going on?
No.
Man.
What?
They have, yeah, I'm telling you. One day we are walking around the city and there are like many girls and many guys inside this bus. and the bus stops in front of us. The door opens and all of them are inviting us in. Okay, there are bubbles inside the bus. There's this fog machine going on and there's techno blasting. Mm. And what's happening is they're having a student Wohnheim Umzug.
Oh.
For which you can hire a two bus.
Mm-hmm.
And you can hire it for actually a couple of hours, 4 hours or something, I think. And you can have a party in the bus.
Oh my God, that sounds so much fun.
I got off at Nonnen House.
Let's do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Tomorrow. Let's go.
I hope someone's having the bus around, just in case someone's listening. This is a huge hint, okay? This is
a huge hint.
We need your guys to move from your houses to other houses.
We are only a little bit desperate.
Hire this bus, okay? Yeah, but you couldn't smoke and things like this in the bus, which is okay. Like, actually, I mean, you would probably die of a bubble inside. It's a very good thing there. But yeah.
a huge smoke box.
Yeah. I mean, apart from the bubbles inside the bus and the sounds, the driver was dressed like a nun, if I'm not mistaken. Something like that. Yeah, it was a very freaky thing. It was a costume party.
I was in the party bus once, and that was on Christmas when I was in Cambodia. Yeah.
In Cambodia?
Yeah, they also had one bus and that was a full party bus and he was blasting music through these really shitty boxes, the speakers. Yeah. He was blasting it on full volume, some Cambodian Christmas music. It was amazing. And he had like Christmas lights put up everywhere inside the bus and like funny decoration. Very kitsch. Very cute. And he was dressed up as well as Santa Claus. It was insane.
I mean, apart from the Santa Claus outfit, I just look at the rickshaw drivers in Mumbai who can be really flashy sometimes.
Flashy?
Yeah. Yes. Extremely flashy, if I may say so. Like, you know.
Flashy?
As in with the lights and things like
this.
Oh,
okay. I see.
Yeah, because they have like this huge altars inside of Shiva and Ganesha.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's what you mean. Exactly, yeah. That's true.
So what were you thinking of?
Huh?
What were you thinking of?
Nothing. Never
because,
mind.
Because it was very strange when they actually have these things for, you know, they have this festival of lights thing going on. Diwali.
Yeah, Diwali, yeah.
And then they have the burning of the demon.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and when they burn this demon, they play psytrance music in the background.
Yes, I know.
Dark psytrance.
It was so much fun when I was in Varanasi and in the Manikarnikan Ghat, they were always playing techno music in the evening. It was so much fun. So like really, really fast psytrance, but super fast. Super fast. And always shitty speakers. Always.
Yeah, they call them boxes.
It's a must have, the shitty speakers.
Then you don't need to call them speakers, call them boxes.
Box. The box speaker.
Yeah, you want to see what else is playing in the background? Not that we can hear much of it, unless you tune in and listen.
What? What are we doing?
We're having a listen to something which is going louder in the background, and then now we can decide that this can go on.
Oh, I have to put this on, right?
Yes. We're just at the studio, Worcester Valley, 96.6 FM. This is the Newcomer News Show.
Now it starts to make sense. Oh, I can hear myself.
Yes, listen. Thank you.
in these big tents that they put up in the city, like at the guards. And then they were playing music all night long, and people were just sitting on the ground on the big carpets and just listening to the classical music.
How many of them?
How many what?
People?
I don't know. I have no idea.
About 100 and 200 or something?
Yeah, I suppose so. Okay. Or maybe even more, I don't know.
Okay.
I was really stoned.
But there was a nice setup for like a lot of people, because we usually have this in smaller settings.
Yeah.
So it's nice.
And it was music? Really beautiful. Classical Indian music. Nice. Lots of sitar and stuff. Harmonium. Yeah. And these kind of things. Lots of drums.
Tabla.
And then these the Rajasthani drums as well. I don't know what they're called. Yeah, lots of stuff. Violin as well, but the Indian way.
Yeah.
You know?
The Carnatic.
Yeah, and you don't put it under your chin, but they are putting it, they're holding it like with the feet. And then you play it very chill.
Yeah, but that's not the violin, that's another instrument, no? It looks
no,
like the violin.
No, it's the violin.
The violin is
yeah.
It. Okay.
Yeah, because I also took some violin classes when I was in Varanasi. And my violin teacher, he was teaching me that way, the Indian way.
A nice one, actually.
Yeah. You sit on the ground while you play, and you just hold it like that.
You hold it with your toe?
Yeah, it, like you're supporting it a little bit on the head with your feet, just so that it sits nicely, and you just rest it in your hand.
Uh-huh.
And then with the other hand, you just stroke it, and you...
So it's a sitting position?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I think the Carnatic violin is also something like this. Very, very nice.
But it's like all of the instruments in India you play sitting, right?
I mean,
everything,
you know,
like sitar, everything, you're
it's
always
much more
sitting.
Easier.
Yeah.
If you relax, it's much more easier to sort of play. I mean, if you would play standing, you'd play for how long? You know?
Hmm.
There's always that context. So obviously, it's nice to always sit for a musician, you know, on stage. Be more relaxed, I'm thinking.
They were playing a lot of ragas. Yeah.
Nice one. We should be having something like this. It's going to be like Hindustani classical jazz fusion. But let's see how it goes, because it's a long way till April.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we're trying to make it in a way that it's going to be a music is not noise concept, where it plays all throughout the night. So you're having the flute all throughout the night, and you're having the Carnatic violin all throughout the night. Something like that, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All throughout. Permission's legal, because it's not going to be loud, because it's classical. So it's super peaceful and things like this, you know. It was lovely to have you. We have the last 10 seconds on the show now.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
Well, have a nice day, everybody.
It's a process. And so be it a good one.
Bye-bye.